Lesson 13. Earth is a watery planet, with nearly 74% of its surface covered by water. Likewise, the human body is mostly water, about 70% in fact, most of which is contained within our cells. We are likely to take water for granted, but we shouldn't. Water deserves our attention for two important reasons. One, it is extremely important for our health. And two, maintaining a steady supply of clean water has become a major concern for the survival of humanity. These days, we tend to drink more fruit juice, soft drinks, tea, and coffee than plain H2O. But the following story may change our minds. Some 20 years ago, a doctor who was in prison for political reasons was unable to obtain medicine for a prisoner in terrible stomach pain. So he treated him instead with water, and the man recovered. From this and many other similar cases, the doctor developed his water theory, which was based on the idea that many common illnesses are caused by not drinking enough water. Since then, he has treated thousands of patients with plain water. He recommends drinking a minimum of one full glass of water half an hour before each meal, and another full glass 2 hours after each meal. It is easy for the level of water in the body to become dangerously low from heat, from exercise, or from not drinking enough. This state can cause symptoms that some doctors mistake for disease, which they then treat with drugs. However, it may be that all we need to do in some situations is to take the doctor's advice and drink more water. If we do, our health would improve naturally, and we wouldn't have to take unnecessary medicines. The health benefits of drinking a sufficient amount of water are clear, but where are we going to get all this water? Will fresh water always be available to us? In most developed countries, water is generally safe to drink, although environmental pollution is making it questionable whether we can continue to be assured of a steady supply of fresh, clean water. In addition, some water supplies are being taken out of the hands of government and given over to private enterprise. We all know how private control of oil and gas affects their prices and our lives. Water is perhaps even more important. For many people, drinking bottled water has become a way of life. Some are already willing to pay more for a liter of water than for a liter of gasoline. We can no longer afford to take water for granted. It affects all our lives. Our very existence depends on it.